Welcome to the Star Zone. I'm Patty Spagnuolo. From resource fairs geared towards our students to arts and entertainment aimed to connect with our community, Lansing Community College hosts many events throughout the year, and the Star Zone gives you a rundown on what's on the way, where it's happening, and how you can get into the zone at LCC. Hello, this is Patty Spagnuolo, your host. My guest today is Graham Burke. Graham is the Transfer Center Systems and Operations Manager. Welcome, Graham.
Thank you very much, Patty.
Full disclosure, Graham and I have worked together since 2008, and I'm going to brag a little bit about the place we work, the Transfer Center. The Transfer Center came into existence in 2023 in the Gannon Building. Our mission is to provide resources, guidance, and services necessary for LCC students to successfully transfer to another institution in an engaging and inclusive environment. One of the neat things that's going on with the Transfer Center right now is that we are working on a remodel. So our space will be even bigger, and we'll be able to have more opportunities for colleges and universities to come and help students. But it will also remain a place for students to just come, relax, do your homework, whether you wanted to see a college rep or not, just come in and enjoy the space. The event that we're talking about today, though, is the National Transfer Student Week, which was created by the National Institute for the Study of Transfer Students. Their focus is to create conditions for improvements in community college transfer that are scalable and measurable to achieve greater equity for students for low-income households and students of color. So I want to bounce this question to Graham. Why do you think transfer is getting so much focus nationally?
Well, that's a great question, Patty. I think it's getting a lot of attention nationally and in the state of Michigan because there are three big gaps that students typically face when they transfer to a four-year institution. And that starts with credit loss, the just general student support for the transfer process, and the transfer pathways. And so at the Transfer Center, we're looking at those exact three things to kind of close those gaps, provide more support to those students where they need it. And thankfully, the process has gotten better along the way. Every year, it feels like it's a little smoother for students to transfer to four-year institutions. But on a national scale, I think it's important to start with just the state of Michigan. A study from the Mid-Michigan Community College Association has reported that only one in three students started a community college and transferred to a four-year. And so while especially at Lansing Community College, a lot of students come here to get an associate's degree or to get a skill and enter the workforce. A lot of them still want to transfer, and that's kind of our job to do a better job supporting those students.
And of course, we want to see them be successful if they want to transfer to get that bachelor's and probably master's degree at some point. So nationally, we are concerned about students, especially students that do not have as much access to college as maybe other folks do. So the more that we can help and make it more of a transparent process, the better for the students and really the better for the nation.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now let's focus a little on National Transfer Student Week. We're going into our third session of this that we're actually running like sessions every day. So you want to talk a little bit about what the days are and what's happening and how it benefits students?
Absolutely. I'll go through each day and we'll kind of cover a little bit of the main focus of each day. It does run Monday, October 20th through the Friday of that week. And we start with a mini transfer fair. And the reason we start with a mini transfer fair is because we look at the top transfer destinations that LCC students go to. And we want to bring them all to campus for a day where students can come ask questions. They get a chance to meet those people one-on-one. And a lot of students say, well, even if I'm not ready to take that step, is it still beneficial for me to come? And I say, absolutely. You should come and meet these people. These are the people that one of their sole duties is to get students prepared to transfer, to answer those questions, and to offer that support. So to go back to that last question about the student support during the transfer process, these are the people that can help you. Even if you're not ready, some students say, oh, I'm three semesters out, I'm four semesters away. That's fine. The sooner that you start planning and the sooner that you meet these people, the better. So that's Monday. That's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's going to be in the Gannon Building, second floor on main campus. We'll be there in the main hallway by the Star Zone. So if you know where the Star Zone is, you can see us from there. If you don't know where the Star Zone is, hop on our website, look at the maps. You can also go to lcc.edu/transfer week, and that will have full details of all the schools attending. We'll talk much more about the schools that are attending this week. And Monday should be a great day. That's a really good way to kick off the day, or the week rather. And then the next day on Tuesday, the 21st, is a little bit more of a casual day, but it's also very valuable for students that have questions. Tuesday is simply an FAQ day, which is hosted in the Transfer Center. So same general location, but we'll be in the Transfer Center's main office. And that's a day where, again, you can come and talk to us about your transfer goals and what you're trying to do and what you really see yourself doing after LCC. We'll have refreshments, we'll have beverages, we'll have a little bit of snacks, so feel free to stop by any of the days of the transfer week to take advantage of that. And then Wednesday the 22nd, this one's similar, but it's a little more focused to our Lansing transfer team. And when I say Lansing transfer team, we have four-year universities that have representatives that work on main campus on a day-to-day basis, a week-to-week basis, a month-to-month basis. So Central Michigan University, Michigan State University, Northwood University, and University of Michigan Flint will all be at the Wednesday event, which runs 12 to 3 p.m. Again, if you want to see the details for all the times, just stop on lcc.edu/transfer week. And the Wednesday event is a little more focused, like I said, to the people that have a presence on our campus. All the representatives we can put you in contact with, and we have great relationships with those people. But that day will be for the universities that have reps that work on campus, which is great. And students say, well, how does that really benefit me? Well, these reps, they're in Lansing all the time. They know LCC. They know the process. They're very familiar with our processes. And so the sooner you get to know those people, if that's one of the destinations that you're interested in, the better. And then finally, Thursday is our final in-person event. We have a Friday event that I'll get to, but Thursday is our final in-person event, and this is specifically for MSU. This is called Lunch with the Spartans, and this gives you an opportunity to meet the Envision Green representatives in person, to build those connections and to network with those people that are in charge of Envision Green and partially MSU admissions. So that day is really great. It does require pre-registration. So again, that link that I shared, you can go there and register ahead of time. Space is a little limited because we're hosting a bigger lunch type event that day. The other big piece I wanted to talk about for Thursday that I think is really valuable, MSU has what's called a Transfer Student Advisory Board. And this is a board of students that transferred to MSU recently. They're either a junior or senior at MSU, and they either transferred from another community college or from LCC. Last year, over half the board was LCC students that had transferred. So why does that matter to students that may be listening right now? Because what better source could you ask for to talk to people that have just done it? You know, what did they see? What tips and tricks and advice would they have? So every year that we have the TSAB there, the Transfer Student Advisory Board from MSU, we hear great questions. And it's a very open discussion. There'll be a small presentation first, then the TSAB will take questions, and then there'll be a little bit more information at the end. You can drop in early, you can come in the middle, you can drop in late. Just please, if you want to join, please register in advance. And then finally, Friday is our social media day. Friday is a virtual event. We found that Fridays work really well for this. If you have an idea of what you want to do after LCC, whether it's transferring or pursuing another college or university, whatever program it may be, if you find us on social media, that's Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, if you comment on what your plans are after LCC, you'll be entered to win a prize bag, and 10 students will be selected. So you'll have an opportunity, and they're fun prize bags, you know, sunglasses, T-shirts, some notebooks, some swag, and you can come pick that up at the Transfer Center main office. So that's the whole week in a 60-second or maybe 2-minute format. How does all that sound to you, Patty?
Sounds great. I'm wondering, are we asking students to register for some of these things?
Absolutely. So the most important registration would be for the Lunch with the Spartans. However, we encourage everyone to sign up in advance because that gives us a better count in how many people are interested in beverages and refreshments and food. But it also will enter you to win a pair of Apple AirPods. So if you register in advance, you'll have a chance to win a set of AirPods. You can also scan your star card in person. But Thursday, if you want to join the Lunch with the Spartans, please sign up early. But regardless, sign up so that we want to see you. We want students to come and enjoy the event and to ask questions and to learn about the transfer opportunities.
Awesome. So what is the overall goal of this event?
Right. I think the overall goal is to help students understand that we are here to support them on their journey, no matter what their journey looks like or what stage that they're in their academic journey, that there are resources. The big gap we talked about at the very beginning of this podcast was just the student support and helping students understand what their options are, because a lot of the students will come to an event like this and we'll get feedback that says, I didn't even know I could do XYZ or option ABC, because they have some preconceived ideas and they sometimes limit themselves. Not every student, every student's different, but I think the goal is that everyone will get something out of this event no matter what day you go to. And I forgot to mention, you can come to all four events. You're not limited to just one. If you want to join Monday through Thursday and participate in the social media stuff on Friday, you're welcome to do that. So the overall goal is educate students on their opportunities, help them take the next step so that they can reach their goals, and understand that we will support them along the way.
So aside from the event, if I'm a student that wants to explore transferring my LCC credits, what's the first thing I should do?
It's a great question. The first thing I tell students typically is to try to identify two or three institutions that you want to transfer to. But also keep in mind that the program that you're pursuing is sometimes more important, because not every university or college will offer that program. So step one is identify what you want to study after LCC. You know, how does it align with your major at LCC? Even if it doesn't align, we will still help strategize and set a plan up that works for you. So identify what you're trying to study, what you're passionate about, where you want to go, what university. Do you want to move to that campus? Are you looking for a hybrid experience? Are you looking for an online experience? Just kind of identify what you're looking for. And once you get to that step, you can always fill out a transfer success form on our website, and that really gets you into our system. It gets the process going, and that's how you get help directly with us.
Perfect. So what you're saying is, for students, you're going to do a little homework first, kind of do some soul searching, and then fill out that transfer success form so that we'll get back to you and get an appointment and get you on your way.
Absolutely. I think a lot of students, they might have a good idea of what they want to study, maybe what major they're interested in, but they might not know what school they want to go to. So to your point, that's a great example. That's a little bit of homework on the student to say, okay, I know what I want to study. Now I got to decide what schools offer. And we'll still offer help. I mean, we're not going to turn people away if they don't know what schools they want to go to. So we'll always help with that. But it enables us to help you more if you identify those two things, and then seek us out for some additional help and some additional planning to set up that transfer plan.
And that transfer success form is located on our webpage. So it's very easy to find. And if you can come into the office too, we have a little kiosk that you can come in and fill one out and get help then if you need it. So yeah, it's really easy. And it's really just to lay the groundwork so that we can hit the ground running when we do have you come in. So now, having said that, what will happen at the meeting with the transfer specialist at the transfer center?
Sure. So once you complete the transfer success form on our website, the transfer specialist will review it carefully. There's opportunities for you to put in all sorts of additional information in there, talk about what your goals are. So the specialist will review that transfer success form, and they will reach out to you to schedule a meeting. We offer meetings that are 30 minutes or 1 hour in length. We offer them over WebEx or in person or over the phone. So you can schedule those at your convenience on a day and time that works for you. And then once you meet with the specialist, you'll go through that together and identify those things that are most important to you. I think one other goal that I didn't touch on yet that I really wanted to is, we really want to help you maximize your time at LCC. We understand that time is valuable and credits are expensive. Tuition is expensive. So our job is to find out what your goal is and then to maximize your transferability to that destination. So I say all that to also remind students out there that the sooner you begin planning for this, the better, because we want to make sure you maximize your time here. And if you wait too long to get help, you may face some credit loss, but that's one of the things that we're trying to help with specifically.
Great. Do you have any closing comments for students or just about in transfer in general? I think it's kind of neat. I will point this out. Both Graham and I are LCC graduates and transfer students. So we know what we're talking about. So I guess that's a good thing.
Absolutely. That's a great point, Patty. I think I look back on when I was looking at some of the transfer opportunities, and if I could tell new students now that are looking to transfer, there are so many more resources and so much more help to get you started. If you think getting started is this big, daunting task, it's not. It's just about taking that first step and then take another step and then take another one, and we'll be there to help. So to that end, I'm excited for the transfer week. I hope a lot of students register at lcc.edu/transferweek. And we hope to see you there. And if you haven't seen our current space, the construction's going on the second floor of the Gannon Building. Our temporary space right now is right next to it. So if you want to stop by on that Tuesday with that FAQ day, it's kind of like an open house, you'll see exactly where we are. So if you haven't came to our area of campus, please stop by. And there's something for everyone on each one of these days. So definitely check out that registration page and get registered today.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Graham, for being here on the show and for pointing out all of the benefits of this upcoming event. I'm excited, and I know I'll be there. So thank you, everyone, and I hope you have a great day. Thanks for joining us here on the Star Zone. For more information on this episode, visit lccconnect.org. You can also find a complete list of Lansing Community College events by visiting lcc.edu/calendar. Until next time, thanks for getting into the zone.